Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitoring.
Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie. Just heard Dolly Parton passed away.
Who passed away? V7ZFR.
Dolly Parton. I don't know. Do you know who that is?
No idea.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. I've been to Dolly World. Anyways, yeah, she was a country singer, and last night on the news, they're talking about she's been going through health struggles, but she had a big thing planned next week. She's supposed to open a restaurant next week. They were talking about. So yeah, I just announced it now. So it's sad. But anyways, yeah, I guess if you don't know who that is, hard to say. But yeah, country singer.
Oh man, that really sucks. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no, they were literally just talking about it on the news last night, so, anyway. All right, yeah, well, good to hear you there, Valentin. I don't know if you're mobile or what, but anyway.
No, I'm at home. I'm trying to figure out stuff for a university there, find the textbooks and everything.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's that time of year, I guess. But I just heard a ding. An FT-8 ding. Yeah, last night there was the Russian Antarctic expedition there. Romeo India 1, Alpha November Charlie. They were on FT-8, whatever it was, I think it was 20 meters or 40 meter FT-8 there. Everyone got 600 stations trying to call them all at once. It's pretty rare to see Antarctic calling CQ.
Holy moly, yeah, that's quite a lot of stations, yeah. I think I don't know. I wasn't on there yesterday. I was in Penticton driving back home. So, I wasn't even close to being on the air.
Yeah, that was last night, maybe around 10, 11 p.m. And I'm just looking at their QIZ page there. Yeah, it'd be cool if you or anyone made contact with them. You could get a... They actually do direct, yeah. So you could get a QSL card from they actually got a picture of it. Yeah, that's cool. So a picture of the station down there, ice. But anyways. BA7NRC.
Yeah, really cool. All right, I'll let you get back to doing whatever. I guess you're doing FT8 there. Oh, yeah, I'm on the QRZ page, and man, they have a pretty nice antenna set up there. I would assume it's pretty challenging to put up a Yagi and everything there, considering it's, you know, storms and whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that one, the bottom right picture of the guy with all the radios there. Because if you see it, I don't know. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 radials. So that would be, if you want a total of one wavelength of radial, total length, then divided by 20 would be, yeah, so I would assume each of those radials is 1/20th of a wavelength. I don't know what that huge mass there, I don't know what, if that's for 40 or what. I mean, it's pretty tall, but to get a quarter wave on 80, it needs to be, a quarter wave on 80 is, 60 feet or whatever it is, I wonder how well, I guess they've got a whole bunch of guy wires there. If you look there, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, like, that's pretty, and then from three directions, pretty, that's a lot, that's kind of overkill for a tower that tall, so. Yeah, anyways, I'm sure it's not easy.
Yeah, I guess the more...